Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Nina Knight from Family First. You turning a missed call?
Nina who?
Nina Knight from Family First. I'm the supervisor here.
Oh, this is Dr. Lee. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm wonderful. I'm a bit concerned with, first of all, both of my aides have been trying to reach, what's her name, Valeria,
Yes.
as well as I have for 4 or 5 days, and I have not yet have heard a word from her. She just sent one of my caregivers, who is my main caregiver, her time sheets, which she should have sent her back, last week. And then the hours that she sent her were incorrect, according to my conversation with Sarah and Ruth. So we did correct those on the time sheets because she was supposed to have backdated those for the third when my services was transferred, which Ms. Davis started
For
on
Shayla.
the third. I Alea.
So Shayla started on the third. The thing with Alea, her background check didn't come back until the fifth. So
But
that's where that dilemma is. Her background check wasn't sent back to us until
And
then.
they told me that they were still backdated. So, as a matter of fact, the owner is supposed to call me regarding that because that was never discussed with us when I spoke to Sarah or Ruth, because Leah was the first one who put her application in. So that was the first issue. And I'm really concerned because I don't want to have an issue like this from the start. It's just not good. With them feeling that they may not get paid for hours and services they perform. But the lack of communication is a serious concern for me.
I completely understand. And I
So,
definitely will give you the person in contact over Valeria whenever you're calling in and you can't get in touch with her. And then this is my number, my direct line. If you can't get in touch with neither party, then you can contact me because I'm overseeing them. But this is what I was told just not too long ago. I have to clarify the background check because I know once before the background check comes in the system, we're unable to put any payroll person in the payroll system without the background. We just got to make sure through Medicaid that there's nothing, funky in their background that prevents them from working, because if there is, then we would need a waiver. So that's why we kind of like to wait until the background, and the background comes back clear, that's letting us know that the caregiver doesn't have nothing faulty in their background that will prevent them from providing services to our clients.
Oh, I understand. And so let me address that. Both of these caregivers have been with me for 9 years. And as a matter of fact, I submitted Alea's recent background because she had given it to me and I downloaded it for her. It went with her application. So
So
there was no
I
background.
know I understand
Yeah,
that,
I'm
but I'm
just
a
saying.
right,
I'm
but I
just telling
appreciate that. I
you.
appreciate that, but the thing with that is when you go to any agency, even though you have a background, they want to run their own.
Yes.
Only because people can always scan documents, forge documents. So, we just like to be protected on both sides.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm a retired psychologist, so I understand where you're coming from. But my whole point was that she recently did this for the previous agency just to have her stuff updated. And she's been with me for 9 years. I had no concern. I understand the liability on your part. But in my conversation with Ruth and Sarah was that as long as her background check was fine, that they would backdate her for those hours. That's what was told to me directly as well as to Ms. Davis.
So I would have to look into that with upper management to see what they can do with that, because that's like out of my jurisdiction.
True, true. And I timed this because, like I said to my service coordinator, I knew that the previous agency had them for the first and the second, and I wanted to make sure there was no gap. So that was my first concern, was to protect and make sure that, there was no gap in their services and their payment with the transfer from the other agency. And I was assured that that wouldn't happen.
So, now, when would they say that Aaliyah would have been compliant to start? What date was that did they give you?
On the 3rd.
The 3rd.
Because what happened was she left the other agency at midnight on the 2nd. My service coordinator, which I had spoke with that previous Friday, transferred my services to you all on the 3rd.
Which is midnight, yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we were working together to make sure that what the problem that I'm now looking at didn't occur.
So they do have Shayla in there for the 3rd, but they don't have Aaliyah.
That doesn't make sense because Shayla didn't even put her application in until after Aaliyah did. Because I got a call from Valeria saying, would you please tell Shayla to send me her TV? So that makes no sense.
Gotcha. Okay. I will clarify this up. Okay, I will clarify that up for the 3rd.
And
was there anything else that you had concerns about as well?
Listen, these two I think is enough for right now. I'm a little leery with the lack of communication because issues like this that affects my caregivers affects me, and I can't afford to have that happen. So
gotcha.
If they're calling trying to get clarification, no one's returning their call, and I'm calling, I'm the client. This is a problem. You know, we've been with you guys a week. This is a problem. I had issues with the other agency, but it wasn't communication. I can say that. People answered their phones. People returned my calls. And I'm just a little concerned with this because, again, you talk about people's livelihoods.
Right.
And that's a serious issue.
Okay. Do you have a pencil, paper, and pen handy so I can give you the supervisor in the department of where your case is holding right now?
Sure, I have a pen and paper ready.
Okay, so the person, the overhead person you want to talk to in that department, his name is Arango, and that's spelled orange with an L on the end. And his phone number is 267-551-7411. So he oversees Valeria.
Okay.
And if you can't get in touch with them, you dial my number directly. Just please call me.
All right. Now, who is Yona?
Yona is the administrator. He's the upper over everyone here.
Okay, because I think that's the person that Sarah said that she was going to speak to as well.
Yep.
So,
and you can take his number down, too.
Oh, what's that? Thank you.
His name is Yona Blackstein. And his phone number is the same as Arango, but the last two digits is 02.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one I have to talk to about back date and Aaliyah's start date.
Yeah, and can you please reiterate that I would like for him to call me because I don't want this to be a problem.
Absolutely.
Because when a person gives me their word, you give me your word on something. Don't tell me something to get my services. What you say to me is you just stand on your word. And that was said to me directly because I'm this person that spoke to, you know, Sarah and Ruth before the aides ever came on board.
Gotcha. Okay. That's not a problem. I'll take care of it, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for returning my call.
You're welcome. You take care.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.